So we'll do a five-stage practice and a walking and another five-stage practice, unled. I thought maybe good to start with the insight metta this time. So it's kind of a reciprocal relationship between shamatha and vipassana, calming and stilling and opening in the heart and mind, and seeing things as they are, seeing in a way that is freeing. So calming and stilling allows that clarity, and then when that clarity comes, when there's a seeing and a knowing, there's a letting go in the body, heart and mind, and that can then feed back into shamatha practice. And it might be quite subtle, that letting go, so it can be good to watch out for that. So when we look and see dukkha as dukkha, and know that others feel this, and we see our resistance as dukkha, and we see the letting go as a lessening, notice the lessening of dukkha, and we know our experience as dependent arising, and this mysterious flow of experience we call a being, we know that as a dependent arising. What? Just noticing what happens, noticing it in the body, noticing that letting go, if there is any letting go, and just really giving that space. Might be quite subtle. So Sadhanandi talked about insight as learning from our experience. I was reminded of books, a series when I was a child, which was called Look and Learn. I was thinking, well, with this, it's like look, learn, and let go. Mm-hmm. Looking in the broadest sense, including feeling, hearing, tasting, and knowing reality with the heart.